thing that rocks.
Kicked in yet. Hasn't kicked in yet.
Nothing like,
there it is.
Nothing like Sandstorm at 6:14 in the morning, for God's sakes. I'm not ready for this.
My cat just looked at me like, but dude, it's 6:14. Calm the F down.
Just got done murdering a bunch of things. I'm tired, and you're over here sucking on a pacifier, dancing with glow sticks. Knock it off, man. It's too early.
It's funny. It's like he knows the snow's coming, so he's like trying to get out as much as he can to murder as much as he can. So
I might have to hire your cat. I got a mouse in my house, man, and he's out there squeaking around. I set a trap this morning. I feel bad because he's just a little mouse, just doing little mouse things, but he's becoming problematic at this point. So,
dude, it's wild what he does too. So I went to go throw some of the trash on the side of the house the other day, right? He's perched up right there on the side of the house, like, whoa, he's got something. He's looking at something.
Yeah.
Sure enough, look down there, a mouse just sitting there. Like, they're like face to face, right? Yeah. Dude, the cat could easily just whop, swipe it, bite it, kill it. Yeah. Nope. No, it's got to mess with it for an hour.
Yeah.
I kind of felt bad for the mouse. I'm like, dude, if you're gonna kill this thing, just get it over with.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, your cat is a sociopath, a psychopath, like basically like what's his face from American Psycho, you know, where he brings the hookers home and then he kills them like that.
Yeah.
Christian Bale. That's what it is. Yeah. Just like that. Pretty much. Pretty much. So you might want to sleep with one eye open because that cat's going to murder you at some point.
Psycho.
And say, raving psycho. Hey, we got to keep moving. It's time for your 6 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
A 35-year-old woman named Monica Bradford lives near Austin. It's apparently she doesn't like the whole trick-or-treating thing. A neighbor says cops got a call to her house last year for some sort of issue on Halloween, but this year she's really in trouble pulling a gun on a 7-year-old.
There's a line, and it was way the F back there,
way back there.
What are you doing, lady?
So she had her porch light on, so people assumed she was giving out candy, but she started yelling at a bunch of kids who were at the end of her driveway. At least one adult was with them, and it sounds like they were just random trick-or-treaters, but Monica asked a neighbor if they knew them, and the neighbor said no, because, you know, it's trick-or-treating.
Right.
Just out there. So she walked inside, came back out with a loaded shotgun. And pointed it at the kid.
No,
good
dude.
God, lady. Luckily, no shots were fired. No one got hurt. Cops
please
shut down the entire street.
Right.
Yeah, they shut it down. She's facing charges for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
Good.
Obviously, yeah.
You kicked that door down. Dude, there's people that deserve just a little extra beating after they get cuffed, you know? I'm all for that. I don't
slap
care.
It around.
What are you doing?
Well, like, here's the thing. Okay,
what if you accidentally pull the trigger?
Yeah. Okay, come out with a shotgun. And it's a group of kids. It's a group of little kids. It's not like it was a bunch of, like, even if it was teenagers, you still don't just come out wielding a loaded shotgun. Dude. And add in the fact, too, like, okay, maybe, just maybe, if it wasn't Halloween, you could maybe justify, like, okay, who are you at the end of my driveway? What are you doing? But the fact that you know it's Halloween and you know people, you've been hearing kids running around the neighborhood, lights are on, there's a lot of commotion.
Reason you're pissed off at this time every single year. You know what's going on.
Jesus. Yeah.
Did you just throw a pineapple grenade through that lady's window and just see what happens? That there's some things that should be justified, dude. And that's just ridiculous. What else is she doing then?
I don't know. It just sounds like a miserable
that's
person.
Okay.
If that's her reaction to people at the end of her driveway, and that's at the end of her driveway. It sounded like they were on her front step holding a carton and eggs going like, hey, is anybody home? No, she sounds like a real piece of work.
Dude, I don't even have a child. And that just, I would kick that door down. It would make me so angry.
And you know,
what are you doing?
Well, I shouldn't say this is the worst part, but you know, it was a trickle down effect too, because then the cops shut down the whole street. So trick or treating's done because psycho over here is like, hey, there's someone on my driveway. I'm getting the shotgun.
All right, Karen, not only are you getting prison time, you're going to have to buy all these kids candy too.
Yeah.
By the way, they just shut the street down.
Full size.
You're going to buy them full size candy bars.
Full size candy bars. That's right.
Yep.
I hope the judge adds that to her, like, all right. Look, you're going to do a month in county, and then when you get out, part of your parole is you need to buy every single kid on that street multiple full-size candy bars. Multiple. Just a box
just
each.
Just another story of people being irresponsible with guns.
Yeah.
People, that pisses me off, man.
Well, like, just being.
Things made for one reason, you know, right?
A miserable human being. That's your reaction to people on Halloween. Like, oh. Honey, there's a pirate, a ninja turtle, and a princess on our front lawn. What do I do? What do I do? Get the shotgun. That seems like a good idea. Okay.
I wonder how she is around Christmas.
Oh, God.
Thanksgiving.
I swear to God, if any of those carolers walk down this driveway, I'm blasting them right in the face.
You know?
Golly. If I see an Easter bunny, he's dead. Dead, oh, bro.
Bunny stew.
Dead. Anyway. All right. Well, calm down there. What was her name? Monica?
God, Monica,
sounds like a real Monica. All right, that is your 6 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back. More.